It's more that we weren't much of anything. We never mattered. Simply put, our lives did not contain enough story. It's an important word that is far too easily dismissed. Story. It's the force that keeps the world spinning, or, at the very least, keeps us interested in seeing that it does. It is the invisible magic that binds humanity. Love, hate, life, death, good, evil. They're all merely elements of the story. Most people might be worth only a paragraph, maybe just a footnote. A precious few will take up multiple volumes, but it all contributes to the all-powerful story. You and I, in life, we literally didn't manage to get a word in edgeways, which is why we're reduced to being spectators for all eternity. It's not all bad. Ironically, we now exist solely for the never-ending pursuit of story. It's hard to find, at least the good stuff. All the world's a stage, as another now-dead thing once pointed out. But what he didn't mention is that most people are terrible actors, working from a bad script that the writers cranked out to fulfill a contractual obligation. Like Battlefield Earth, only without the special effects or the joy of seeing John Travolta dressed up like a space-age turkey. That is what drew you here, and what keeps me here. This run-down former church may look unpromising, but it is filled with story. Come inside. Let me show you around. Pass through the new front door, which is just the old one held together with chipboard and good intentions. How did it come to be shattered by a howling mob of abominations? Because story. That's why. And that was a good one. But it's not the story we are here for. That is the past. We are here for the future, however much of it may be left. Through that door over there is the printing press, which is much more than a printing press, run by a Rastafarian who is much more than a Rastafarian. The one known as Manny cohabits his body with a scion of the old ones, tasked to remain here and protect this place. Still, while he does not know it, story is coming for him too. He thinks he has stepped out of life to fulfill his role, but life has other plans. Even now, his heart is in the back of an ambulance, screaming down Oxford Road, sirens wailing, setting in motion a story that will crash around him. But that is not for now. It is the week before Christmas, a Thursday evening after hours. But we have a full house because the press needs to be fed, and Story doesn't care about regular office hours. A deadline looms. With a newspaper, a deadline always looms. But at this moment, the staff of the Stranger Times can feel its breath on their necks. These problems are everyday ones. But do not worry. A problem that is more end of days is coming. Right now, it resides in a book sitting in the satchel of a librarian who is also hurrying down Oxford Road, past revellers on their way to festive office parties that will be full of low-level scandal and small stories involving Mandy from accounts and Darren in shipping. As the players in the bacchanal stagger along the rain-soaked pavement, they diverge to give this woman a wide berth without realizing what they are doing. The woman herself does not know her own purpose on this rainy night, her mind like a waking fever dream, full of a voice that is not her own.